DR Congo is in one of the most dangerous places to fly. While flying is one of the safest ways to travel, in some countries with inadequate regulation and difficult terrain, it can be deadly. The two recent crashes in the Democratic Republic of Congo has raised serious concerns about air safety there. The most recent was early November, when a plane crashed into houses in the eastern city of Goma, killing 27 people. So how unsafe is it to fly in the DR Congo, and is it any worse than any parts of the world? What is DR Congo's safety record? Data from the Aviation Safety Network, which monitors and collects information about airline safety, shows DR Congo has had the most passenger plane accident in Africa since 1945. Daniel Kawasi, IDEA of the University of North Dakota, says the highest incident rate in DR Congo can be attributed to a variety of factors, among them the large size of the country, its terrain, and weak regulation. Air travel is important because only 4 out of the other 25 provincial capitals in the country can be accessed by reliable roads from the capital, Kinshasa. But DR Congo has the dilapidated airport infrastructure, traffic navigation and surveillance equipment. There are also weak technical and safety regulations in the country. Other challenges include the use of obsolete 4H aircraft. There are also issues with flight crews and maintenance staff, which often lack supervision and stringent regulatory standards to adhere to. And some accidents are down to factors such as bad weather, including heavy rains and storms during the rainy seasons, since DR Congo lies in a tropical belt. Who has the most accidents globally? The U.S. has had the most air accidents since 2010, followed by Russia, Canada, Mexico, and Indonesia. The U.S. has some of the busiest commercial air routes in the world and high volume of air traffic, but make it more vulnerable to risk and possible safety lapses. Countries with the most aircraft accidents. Russia had the highest number of fatalities, 532 in accidents since 2010, followed by Indonesia with 520 deaths. Death in aircraft accidents. Those two countries have big commercial airline operation, and passenger numbers have grown sharply in the past decades. In Russia, the number of people flying has nearly tripled since 2009. In Indonesia, it has grown more than fourfold. Nepal has had a similar number of fatalities in DR Congo over that period, around 180, and it also has difficult terrain, regulation, and air safety issues and growing number of people taking into the air. But Nepal has three times much passenger traffic as DR Congo, with a sharp rise in the last few years. DR Congo's share of world air traffic is tiny, less than 0.1%, but it has accounted for nearly 4% of total air accidents since 2010. International Civil Aviation Organization data on the accident rate in relation to the number of flights each year shows that in the last decade, DR Congo had one of the world's worst records globally. So far this year, it is in fourth place behind Dominica, Niger, and Bosnia for the number of accidents reported in relation to the number of flights flown. Airlines operating in the DR Congo have been banned from or restricted within the European Union, but it's not the only African country on this list. It includes 13 other countries, as well as some in Asia and Latin America. In DR Congo, the worst year for accident was 2007, when there were 8 crashes in a single year. But the country's deadliest accident was in 1996, when an Antonov transport plane overshot the runway in Kinshasa and slammed into a market, killing 237 people.